This is episode number 2352 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 16th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Nick Cannon got candid about a struggle he faces with his kids.
Oh.
You know, father to 11 with one on the way, his dozen. He recently noted that balancing his career and quality time with all of his children, well, it can be difficult.
No.
You think?
You think, Nick?
There's only so many hours in the day.
You should have thought before you dropped trowel.
Okay, and only so many days in the month.
And all these women. How do you appease them all? Oh, and we already decided that.
And only so many months in the year.
They're on the bankroll. So, yeah.
They must be.
Yeah, because they don't care. Yeah, come on, Nick, I'll have your child. You pay me child support for this kid for the next 18 years at your, you know, at your level. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Well, being a father of multiple kids, it's always the biggest guilt on me that I don't get to spend enough time with all of my children. Again, you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, unless all of his baby mamas bring all of his kids to one location, like maybe a baseball field where they can all, you know, because he's got enough kids for a baseball team.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Right.
And here's an interesting statement that maybe he's just, I don't know, finally figuring out after the 12th on the way.
Yeah.
He goes, one, because I'm constantly working, and two, because I'm just spread too thin. No.
No, really?
You think?
Nick, what the hell?
While Nick says he struggles with spending as much time with his kids as he would like, he has defended his family dynamic to the public a few times.
Yeah, he does. He's like, you know, whatever.
So he goes, I've seen where people believe a traditional household works, and yet there's a lot of toxicity in that setting.
Well, yeah.
which can be true, but it also cannot be true.
Yeah.
He said in an interview in June.
Yeah.
And then when he asked if he's done having kids, Nick said, I don't know, man. I have no idea. I think I'm good right now.
Nick, I think you're good right now, too. I don't think you need to have any more kids. I think you should, like, 12 and done.
12 and done.
That's enough, man. I think part of it was that didn't he see a therapist last year or the year before last? During the pandemic,
I think we
talked about this. It's like the guy just, something's not right in the head.
Well,
that he feels like he's got to impregnate women.
Well,
women.
Now that he's
plural.
Maybe since he's realizing, gosh, there's so much to do, then maybe he's thinking,
They're cute when they're babies, okay? And I get that. They're all cute and cuddly and they're dependent
like
and
puppies.
Everything else. You kind of like puppies, but you can't give them away. So that's the other part of this. So you got to put up with them while you're raising them and wait until they're all raging teenagers.
But Nick also...
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
They might rise up to like a...
No. These women, at that time, the baby mamas will go insane.
They'll say,
how dare you?
Here, go live with your dad for a while.
Do you have a big enough house, Nick? Because,
But Nick, is this fair to the kids not to be able to have dad time?
Or sibling time.
Or
with the siblings
time.
That are cross moms, you know? Yeah. Anyway.
Look at him.
We
being
wish
selfish
him well.
With his, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Johnson. Wow.
Matt Damon was honoring George Clooney at the Kennedy Center Honors this month.
Uh-huh.
Instead.
Now, we've not seen this because it's being delayed broadcast.
Right.
So... Is this a spoiler alert?
Well,
it's probably a spoiler
could
alert.
Could be, but it'll get you ready for it.
Okay.
All right, so he said that he has been called George Clooney, the last of the true movie stars.
Well, maybe. I don't know. When's the last time he did a movie? Well, he did the movie with Julia Roberts. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has that look about him, that like old Hollywood type thing. Anyway, then he mentioned other classic stars like Cary Grant.
Yeah.
Hubba hubba. Henry Fonda, Paul Newman, and Gregory Peck, who had, quote, class and sophistication.
Okay, here comes the setup. I'm waiting for the setup.
And he added, quote, and then I think of George.
Oh, yeah.
A man who defecated in Richard Kind's kitty litter box as a joke. Now, the Kennedy Center Honors is itself a pretty classy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a classy night.
Yeah.
But yes, whenever somebody's, you know, presenting you with the award, and I think obviously apropos that Matt Damon's presenting with this award.
George Clooney, after that, may wish he had asked
yeah,
Brad Pitt
probably,
to do it.
Probably should have asked Brad.
But actually, that is a true story, no, by the way.
I believe it. And Richard Kind, if anybody wants to know who Richard Kind is. So Richard Kind, he was on, he's a voice now in a lot of Pixar movies.
Okay.
But he's was on the second iteration of the Carol Burnett Show in the 90s. He was one of the players.
Mm-hmm.
And you see him in bit things all the time. Look him up on IMDb. Right. You'll recognize him right away. He's got a very distinctive voice. And so he and George knew each other. That's interesting. Okay.
Now, George has admitted this is a true story.
Okay.
He and George and actor Richard Kind used to live together.
Oh.
And they had a cat.
They were roomies. And they had a cat.
Yeah.
And one night, George probably got S-faced and said, "Hey, I'm going to go take a dump."
Or he was
in the
drunk,
litter
maybe.
Box.
And I don't
that's
know
what
how
I meant by S-faced.
Yeah, well, that's true. Sorry. Hello.
And I'm going to take a dump in the litter box. And then, like, the poor cat. I mean, really. The cat comes in and goes, "Oh, my God. I cannot go here anymore."
Well, I can just see it coming up meowing at Dad, going, "Dad, I can't work like this.
I can't work like this. I'm just a cat. What do you expect?" Oh, my God. Anyway, well, that'll be interesting to see the response and how many shades of red George's face is when the...
Oh, yeah. And you have to wonder if Amal knows about it. Well, she does now.
She does now.
And, yeah. Just... You know, you think of George Clooney in all sorts of different ways, but I've never thought him squatting to, you know, defecate in a...
Well, you know, he's gotten older, he's gotten more distinguished, more revered, you know, and
his,
I mean...
He's always been a prank guy.
Early days, he was a prank guy, he's still a prank guy.
Maybe that was when his pranks were...
I think he's just a down-to-earth George Clooney.
Maybe that's when his pranks were, they were getting started, and he was young in his prankster things, and... And I can't help him.
With our apologies to Richard Kind's dead cat, because it's probably dead by now, and Halle Berry. More Who Cares on Monday. Have a great weekend, and...
Kennedy Center Honors are on December 28th, and that's all the news you could care less about for this day right here.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.